5.
Thanks, Nikki. California love. We love you, Southern California. Let's get right to it. It was a surprise to us. We all whipped our hair when we heard this, and we have her on the line right now. Danielle Snyder, Senior Vice President of Guest Services and Security at the Great Staples Center and reopening. Tell us all about it, Danielle.
Well, we are super excited. I can't believe it's tomorrow. So in less than 24 hours, we'll be having our first event with fans in 400 days. You know, there's been a lot of changes that we've been doing over the last 13 months and working feverishly on, and then also working closely with our partners at the state and the county public health departments to make sure that we can do so in a safe and secure manner so that everybody comes back to the venue, they can still have a good time, but we do so safely.
That is amazing. So all ticketed guests are required to have their tickets to the event on your device, your mobile device. But that, you know, we've gotten so used to that with movies and then going to restaurants using our QR codes.
It's not really
codes.
A big change.
Yeah. It's kind of pretty normal.
Not. Yeah, I think that we were headed in that direction anyway, and now we're just 100% fully there now.
That's so right. And that's, we have our vaccination cards, a lot of us, in our wallets or our test, you know, our negative test, and so that's easy. It just sounds all very, I think, worry-free and fun.
Yeah, you know, the vaccination proof and the negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of the event, this is the information that came down from the state as a requirement for indoor events, which is, you know, that's probably one of the biggest changes and one of the most recent changes that we've had to work through operationally on how we are going to make that, you know, as seamless a process for our guests. But like you just mentioned, you know, a lot of our guests are you know, getting vaccinated. I hope everybody on that's listening to you right now is getting an appointment if they haven't already done so, because it's just going to make it such an easier process to go and do the things that we want to do, right?
And Danielle, you're taking me back to my memory of the last time I was at Staples, and that was the Kobe Memorial. And I arrived early, and it was, you know, there weren't a lot of people seated yet, and it was pretty empty. And I know that that's an everyday thing for you. So an empty Staples Center is an unhappy Staples Center. So let's fill it.
It really is. You know, I was one of the, I want to say lucky ones that was able to work events without fans when we started back in December with the NBA and then January with the NHL. And, you know, it's just not the same, Ellen. Like, oh my goodness. It is so, you know, it's kind of depressing, you know, without the fans in the building. And I know the players and the coaches kind of feel the same way. And, you know, we're just so excited that we can do this with all three teams almost back to back and get our fans back.
Get that energy going. Well, Danielle, thank you so much for coming on so that we can get everyone excited to go back into Staples. And I also love the secret tunnel between Microsoft.
Oh, yes.
And Staples. That's a fun one.
Yeah. And if I could just say one more thing, you know, if you are coming to Staples Center, please visit our website, staplescenter.com/safe. All of our health and safety policies are all there, helping you prepare, know before you go videos, everything can walk you through all the changes and all the new amenities that we have too. So it's super exciting.
That's awesome.
You got it.
I want to give you one compliment, Danielle. You know, all of our different attractions are opening, you know, and we get the date. They're like, oh, it'll be, you know, 6 weeks from now, 8 weeks. Here's the whole thing. We got the press release last night. It's like, oh, we're opening Thursday. And it's like, wow, okay, let's go. Let's do this.
So, yep.
Props on the surprise.
I appreciate it. We've had like a little bit of a whisper of a couple weeks, you know, of trying to get ready for this April 15th date, but man, it's been coming fast and furious. So we're ready though. We got there.
And we're there. Oh, and also, championship banner for the Lakers up. We have a big surprise for you. Gonna give it to you tomorrow here on Coast.